it is Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At ChumbaCasino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Welcome back, you horny little rats. It's time to smut up and listen.
Just a reminder for today's episode and all future episodes, our opinions are subjective. We don't advocate for kink shaming or author shaming. This is all in good, smutty fun. Enjoy! And don't forget to check out patreon.com/smutupandlisten to hear Riley and I do blind reactions every Tuesday to Reddit erotica.
Yeah, do it.
Do it. $3 a month.
Feed our family. You can cut that out.
Nope.
Today's episode trigger warnings are CNC, rape, murder, and explicit sexual content.
And I have a Spotify comment, and this comes from Brunettes Do It Better. And it says, I'm so happy you guys made another episode today. I've been listening to your podcast since number 19, and you all seem super amazing. I love hearing your reviews and reactions, especially Riley's. Thank you for this amazing experience.
Thank you. That's so cute.
Thank you.
That's very sweet. Thank you.
I love it.
And today we are telling Riley all about Sabotage by Chantel Tessier. And stay tuned to the end of the episode if you want to hear our ratings.
Colton is putting on a show with his trained little slut, Riley. A little too close to Riley.
Oh, I was going to say, are you saying my name?
They hate each other, but it just makes the sex that much more enjoyable. As he shoves his dick into her mouth again and again, smearing her red lipstick, he can't think about how much he fucking hates her. He shoves her off, coming all over the floor, and then makes her lick the floor clean. As she does what she's told, he drops behind her and moves her thong to the side.
I fuck her with my fingers, her body rocking back and forth. She whimpers and gasps between lapping at the floor like an addict who spilled what little drug she had left and won't let it go to waste. Get up, girl. Come on.
Then he stops and yanks her to her feet so she can look at his three friends that are watching. He offers her up to his friends and they all take their turns. All holes are filled while Colton holds her down. Colton doesn't let her come for them because that's his job and she's trained so well. Once the guys finish, he takes her semi-conscious body upstairs. And we're going to fast forward to present time. Riley pulls up to the house that she hates but she's stuck at. It looks like he's having another party tonight and she has no say in it. Her mom married this rich man and her stepdad is fine, but her stepbrother sucks. When she got into Harrington University, her stepdad made her stepbrother let her move into his house with all of his friends. And can you guess what her stepbrother's name is?
Tyler.
Colton.
She was fucking her stepbrother.
Oh my God. How did I not even, I said Tyler, like thinking it was like one of our husband's names. Oh my God. It's a stepbro romance.
Yeah. She was just doing her laundry and she got stuck.
Oh yeah. Happens to the best of them.
Colton sucks and always has since they were younger, but she loves their hate sex. She grabs her can of gasoline, her metal baseball bat, and a few random people scurry inside to tell him that she's home. Then she starts smashing Colton's car windows and then dumps gasoline inside and lights it on fire.
It's like a $3 million car.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Colton's in his room having sex with some random woman when he's interrupted. Riley's home and she's pissed. And he knows exactly what she's pissed about, but she's taken it a step too far and has set his multi-million dollar car on fire.
Oh, Jesus. That's like a felony, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, yeah.
He's pretty upset about it, but knows that means she's officially seen the video that he posted. So he pushes the girl off of his dick, jumps up, gets dressed, and runs downstairs and out the door, locking eyes with her.
She's got her head cocked to the side, her long blonde hair draped over one shoulder. She usually curls it, but it's straight tonight. I imagine wrapping it around my fist and dragging her up to my room, where I tie her face down to my bed and beat her ass with my belt. Tears stream down her face while she begs me to stop before I fuck the bitch out of her. Then I leave her there, face covered in my cum, unsatisfied and humiliated.
Romantic.
Yeah. It sounds scary.
It's what they like.
It is. Yeah.
She walks towards him saying that he should not have shared that video. And he tells her that it's nothing compared to what's going to happen to her now that she just lit his car on fire. But she's not too worried. She snags a joint, lights it up, and heads inside to her room. Then her boyfriend, Nate, pulls up to the house asking if really did all this damage. When it's confirmed, he laughs and says they are brave for letting her live here, and then he heads inside to find her. He goes straight to her room asking what's going on.
I think if I just found out my partner set a car on fire, I'd be like not as chill about it.
I think everyone kind of knows she's crazy.
Oh, okay.
That's so Rayleigh.
You know her. Setting cars on fire.
Don't piss her off. She knows that Nate will find out about the video, but isn't ready for that yet. So she tries to distract him with sex. It almost doesn't work, but ultimately a man is a man.
My body needs a lot. The main thing for me is the foreplay. I like my sex rough and dirty. Tie me down and make me beg to suck you off. Spit on me, humiliate me. Hell, slap me around and call me your filthy slut. I promise my body likes it. I've done my research and a few cases say that kinks can be brought on by childhood trauma, but that's not the case with me. I just like fucking my stepbro.
She said, I'm well adjusted. I just like this.
Yeah, it's just for fun.
Nate knows she likes this type of stuff, but doesn't want to do it with her. He's not comfortable with it. When she tries again to initiate it, he says no, and then she just pretends that she's fucking Colt to get through it. She wakes up in the middle of the night needing to finish what Nate couldn't. In the bathroom, she starts a shower, and as soon as she starts touching herself, Colt is there putting his hand over her mouth. She tells him to get out, but he tells her no. They need each other right now, even though he was just fucking Amy.
Okay.
He puts body wash in her palm and makes her clean him off so they can have sex. She works his dick and then stops. She hits him for posting the video and then she screams, fuck you.
I spin us around and shove her face first into the tiled wall. She cries out and my free hand comes around to slap over her mouth. Princess, your boyfriend is in your bed. Don't want him to catch me fucking you. Yeah, no.
Yeah. If I were the boyfriend and I walked in, I'd be like, ew.
Literally. And then I would go tweet it.
Yeah.
Then he fucks his stepsister. They both come and he kisses her, and then she's out of the shower as he finishes washing off. In the morning, as she's trying to get Nate out of her room, she sees How'd I Taste on her mirror in her red lipstick. She quickly diverts him downstairs so she can walk him out, but Colt stops them. He happened to find Nate's phone that Rayleigh was hiding from Nate.
That's why he showed up to the house, because he's like, I think you might have taken my phone on accident.
Oh.
And Colt was nice enough to charge it.
Hmm.
Nate leaves and she throws food at Colt. But before it can escalate further, Nate is back. He wants to know what the fuck is going on, why she did it, and more importantly, why did Colt post it? So the video's up.
What was it a video of again? Do we know?
Yes. So it was the video from the prologue where he lets all of his friends fuck her while he holds her down.
Oh.
No, it was just the video of her sucking his dick. It cuts off before she gets tag-teamed by his friends.
Oh, no. Okay, so everyone knows they're fucking now.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Rayleigh knows that Colt only posted it because she's in a relationship now, and he ruins every relationship she's in. Nate breaks up with her, calling her a whore, and she slaps Colt, leaving before she can cry in front of him. And then we flash back to 6 years ago when Colt met his new stepmom and stepsister. The first time he met Rayleigh, he knew that he wanted her on her knees sucking his dick, but his dad warned him away from her. Obviously, that did not work out.
Yeah.
And they were in high school, so it wasn't like extra creepy or anything.
Yeah. I mean,
they're both in high school then.
Yeah, you know.
We're back at present day, and it's not even 12 hours after her breakup, and her, Colt, are fucking at their parents' house while their parents excuse themselves to take a phone call. So they're at lunch and they're like, hey, sweetheart, we have to go take this phone call. And then they go upstairs and bang one out.
Oh, good Lord.
He has her arms restrained with his belt as she's on the bed and he pours wine onto her pussy and then licks it. And then he starts fucking her.
Colt slides two fingers into my mouth, gagging me while he fucks my wine-covered pussy. Drool drips down my face when he removes his fingers and drops his hand to my breast. He pinches my nipple and I try to fight him to pull away, but I can't. He's got me locked in place. My eyes water and I can hear his grunts while his cock slams into my pussy. Does my dirty slut want a dick in her mouth while I fuck her tight cunt? He growls. Brother. So wine-covered pussy. Oh my God.
Oh, brother. I stink. That's what I'd say.
He shoves a third finger into her mouth and tells her that will never happen again because he'll never share her. That was a one-time thing only. He pulls out and fucks her face until he comes all over it. Then he lifts her up and puts her on the bed so she's on her hands and knees so he can make her come another way.
I pick up the empty wine bottle from the nightstand. She gasps and pulls away when I place the neck against her pussy and spin it around, letting it wet the glass. Once I'm satisfied, I spread her lips open wide and press the tip against the opening. She shoves her face into the bed to muffle her moan when it enters her. I hold it there, letting her get used to the feel of the cool glass. Then I twist it, pulling it out. Her body shakes uncontrollably, and I glide it back into her, giving her about an inch this time.
Just fucking her with a wine bottle.
Yeah.
At mom and dad's house.
Crazy kids.
So glad to see the kids are getting along.
She is loving it and starts fucking it back. She comes on it, and then he makes her lick the bottle clean, and then he kisses her. They both head downstairs, and then after lunch, Colt tells his friend Finn to take the video down. Then Colt and Finn plan on going to Mike's party tomorrow, even though Colt hates the guy because Finn heard Rayleigh talk to her BFF Tatum on the phone about how they have to go to this party. We are in a flashback 5 years ago. Rayleigh fucked Mike and lost her virginity to him. Colton confronts her about this and she says, yes, she did, and it's none of his business. And then Colt tells her that it's his job from now on.
I push my thumb between her parted lips just a little, then I remove it, pulling on her bottom lip in the process. I want to fuck your pretty face.
Cute.
The rest of the flashback goes on about how he fucked his stepsister until they figured out how much she loves the pain and degradation. And it was like a 2 day period of no parents where they just fucked 24/7.
I didn't like it because they were still underage at that point. And I was like, ew.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a little weird.
We're back in present time. The guys are out for the night, so she invites her best friend Tatum over for drinks and scary movies. Colton and the guys are in the truck waiting for a signal. Their boss of over a year calls and asks if they're in position and then to get the job done. We're in a flashback to 1 year ago. Colt and the guys meet their new boss. There's talk of the Lords around Barrington University, but no one knows who is one or who isn't. Mr. Crawford asks for all of their weapons and then orders them to follow. They go down to the basement into a room that's a full triage with hospital beds and supplies. Then an older man walks in and tells them to get comfortable as he grabs a tattoo gun. It's going to be a long night. Back in the present day, they're still waiting for the target to show. It was supposed to be 1 a.m. and they're still waiting. Then lights pull up to the parking lot. They put their masks on, remove their weapons, and a man steps out of the other vehicle along with his daughter. So they have to switch the whole game plan. They drug the girl, shoot two people, and grab the guy, which is their original target. And now it's off to the club. Once they arrive, they show their wrists to the scanner. The tattoo is like a triangle with four lines through it, and it acts as a key to unlock the door to the club.
Huh.
It's kind of weird.
That's weird.
I just pictured like the tag on like an apple.
Oh, yeah.
Like, piece of fruit.
Yeah.
The barcode.
Yeah. Tyson is pissed that the guys are late. They pass the file over to him and shove the guy forward. Everything else is disposed of, and then they meet a gentleman named Riot.
Riot's from the first book, The Ritual.
Oh,
I've never read any others.
Yeah, I read The Ritual. I think it was my first dark romance, and Riot was the MMC. It was very much a college bully romance where they delve into the Lords.
Mm.
Riot informs them the guy they brought was grooming his daughter into the crime world and is the president of Oakley's Bank, and his daughter is batshit crazy, so they need to prepare for any backlash. They finish whatever Tyson needs them to do, and then they're free to go. Colt goes straight to Rayleigh's room, watching her sleep. He sees a new text message from Nate apologizing, and he deletes it, promising to take care of him. The next day, Tatum and Rayleigh arrive at Mike's house for the party. Mike's brother, named Mitch, makes them drinks, and they learn Mike is actually in jail. Rayleigh is happy about this, so she doesn't have to see Mike. And then their friend Raven walks in, and she's even happier since she hasn't seen her in a while. They catch up for a moment, and then Raven is off with her weird 33-year-old boyfriend.
Old, right? 33?
Gross. Gosh. Yucky. 33? Ew.
We could never be that old.
No. Where's your nursing home, you geriatric fuck?
Yeah.
Tatum ends up leaving with her on and off again boyfriend after she finds him at the party with another girl. Rayleigh has one more drink before she decides that she should just leave, but Nate is there asking why she's being such a bitch and not returning any of his texts and his phone calls. She tries to tell him off and walk away, but he grabs her, causing her to wince. He tells her that she's actually going home with him and they're going to talk right now.
Fuck you, Nate.
She looks up and sees Colt watching and whispering to Alex. She tells Nate she's willing to go but needs to use the restroom. He says 5 minutes, and then he lets her go, which she proceeds to immediately run to the front door.
Go, girl. Colt drags Rayleigh out of the party and into a quiet bedroom, asking her what the fuck she's doing here and why the fuck she was talking to Nate. He accuses her of coming to the party with him tonight, but she just ignores his question and takes a big drink from her solo cup. Colt grabs the drink from her and she just smiles, asking if he's jealous. He slams her into the wall, invading her space, telling her she's goddamn right he's jealous. She belongs to him. Then he threatens to put a collar around her neck and lead her naked on all fours, dripping with his cum, all around the party by a leash, just to prove his point, which is an insane threat.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't put it past him. It seems like he would do that to her.
Ugh, that's scary.
Colt can see Rayleigh picturing this and can tell she's obviously aroused by it and asks if she wants to be humiliated in front of everyone and then puts his hands under her dress, grazing over her pussy, and she is positively soaked.
Of course she is.
Yeah. Then he starts finger blasting her while degrading her with his words just the way she likes it. She's begging for him to just fuck her already. Just as things start to escalate, Alex opens the door telling Colt to head on out. They're ready. He hands Rayleigh her drink and tells her to drink up. She's gonna need it because she's about to get what she asked for. Then he pulls her out of the room and back to the party. She can feel the breeze on her ass since her dress is still riding up from being fingered, and she knows she should feel embarrassed about it, but she doesn't. Her ass is just out. And she's like, yeah.
She's like, I don't care. I don't care.
I fucking love this.
I've always had this desire to be owned. Some people would call that lack of self-respect. I say fuck them. It's not a crime to be a sexual person. Smokers crave a cigarette, druggies crave their next fix, and me, I crave dick. It just so happens to be my stepbrothers. Yeah.
Yeah, and what about it?
Literally, what about it? I mean, I keep doing it.
To her surprise, he drags her past the living room and out the back door toward the guest house out back. And this is where Mike lives, but he's in jail, so they have the place all to themselves. Colt opens the door and pushes Rayleigh inside, where she sees they have company, Alex, Finn, and Jinx, which is all of Colt's friends from the, you know, the gangbang in the prologue.
They're like, we're gonna do it again.
And sitting on a chair in the middle of everybody is Nate, and he's fucking pissed. He calls Rayleigh a fucking whore, and then she notices that his hands are tied behind his back. Rayleigh's like, I'm a whore. You were literally just trying to get me to leave with you. And Colt is like, excuse me? Nate accuses her of lying, saying she was begging to go home with him, but nobody's buying it. So Alex gives him a quick little punch in the side of the head.
Not the side of your head.
Yeah, owie.
They do say that there's one thing. She might be a whore, but she's not a liar. She never lies.
Yeah. She's the most honest whore you'll ever meet. Then Colt tells his boys to come on over here. He's going to show Nate what Rayleigh really looks like when she begs for something. Rayleigh realizes he's about to fuck her in front of her ex, and she starts to cry. But Colt tells her he loves it when she cries, makes his cock hard. Then he asks her what she is, and she says, you're slut. He calls her a good girl and tells her to get naked and sit on the couch. She obeys, leaving just her heels on, and Nate is yelling that they're all fucking freaks.
Yeah.
But Colt just grabs a roll of duct tape and throws it to Alex to silence Nate, telling him he speaks when he's spoken to. Then he walks over to Rayleigh and kneels down between her spread legs, and she begs him to make her come. He asks if Nate ever made her come, and she says no, she faked it every time. Then he zip ties her wrists together, telling Finn to get him a drink, and picks up her discarded undies, turning them inside out, showing everyone how wet they are, which would just absolutely make me want to die.
Yeah, look at her goop in her panties.
Yeah, is this color normal? He asks what he'd said to her to get her so wet, and she's embarrassed and doesn't answer. So Colt grabs her by the hair, forcing her onto the ground on her knees. So she finally relays what he said word for word, which is about the leash on all fours, naked, leaking his cum in front of everybody.
Yeah. Yep, yep, yep.
Colt looks over to Alex, adjusting his boner through his jeans. Finn and Jinx are also clearly aroused by everything going on, too. Nate, however, looks furious. Colt puts her dirty thong up to her face and asks what a slut does when they make a mess.
She cleans it up. She whispers, "Then do it," I order, bringing them closer to her face. She runs her tongue along the inside, licking her thong like a cat would lap up milk. Her pretty crystal blue eyes locked with mine. My cock twitches. Could be worse things, you know?
Yeah.
Could be, but there's just so much cum licking in the book.
There's a lot of cum licking.
Oh, wow.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
He takes her undies back and uses them like a tea bag, soaking it in his glass of scotch. Rayleigh is humiliated and absolutely loving it, especially with Nate being forced to watch. Colt orders her to lay on her back with her knees up, legs spread so everyone can see her. He tells everyone to look at how wet his slut is and shoves a finger into her, then slaps his wet hand across her face.
Good grief.
He starts fingering her and commands her to keep her legs open. He slaps her pussy repeatedly, telling her he wants it as red as her lipstick, and then tells Nate about how he let his friends fuck her shortly after the video of her sucking his dick cut out. Then he slides his dick into her, telling her to keep her eyes on his friends to see how hard she's making them. And even Nate has a bulge in his pants at this point.
Men.
Colt sinks his teeth into the side of her neck and tells her how beautiful she is, and then she tumbles over the edge, coming in front of the entire room, and Colt pulls out, coming onto her stomach, marking his territory. He rubs it in all over her abdomen and tells her she has a mess to clean up again.
Once she gets to her knees, I slide a hand into her hair, clean my cock, slut, every drop. She parts her lips, and I shove my semi-hard cock into her mouth, forcing it down her throat, long and slow strokes at first. And I grow hard all over again. I pull out and hold it in front of her. Lick it. Show me how thankful you are to come. Get that out of my face.
She's crying and licking his dick. And when he pulls her mouth off of him, she thanks him. He drags over a glass coffee table and puts Rayleigh face down on it and then starts to lube her asshole up, asking if Nate ever fucked her ass. And she shakes her head, so he tells her to tell everyone how much she loves having her ass fucked. Then he slides in and starts fucking her hard, and he looks up at Nate telling him this is how Rayleigh likes to be fucked. It's how she comes the hardest. Then he starts to choke her, which sets her off again, and when her orgasm subsides, Colt comes in her ass and then cuts the zip ties off her wrists. He says his friends deserve to come too, don't you think? He lifts her off the coffee table and the guys pick up a struggling Nate and force him to lay on it now. So now Nate is laying on the cummy coffee table.
Oh, fun for him.
Alex, Finn, and Jinx all pull their dicks out while Nate is held down, unable to escape.
I smirk. His back is covered in my cum on the coffee table, and soon his front will be covered in theirs. They're just going to do like a little circle jerk.
Yeah, all over Nate, because he called her a whore.
Get him.
Because he dared to be upset that his girlfriend was posted online sucking her stepbrother's dick.
How dare he?
But, you know, we don't feel too bad for him, I promise. Colt brings Rayleigh over to the kitchen table, binding her to it by her thighs with his belt, and grabs himself a frosted mug from the freezer, pouring himself another glass of scotch.
Grunts and a slew of curse words erupt from my friends, and I look over to see them coming all over Nate. "Bring him in here," I call out before taking a drink. They drag his ass into the kitchen, and I sit him in a chair. I walk over to him and smile at the look of pure hatred in his eyes. Fucking bastard. I place my hands on the table and lean over into his cum-covered face. This is what happens when you touch something that isn't yours. My sister.
Colt tells Nate that he did him a favor by making sure he saw that video. He's been fucking Rayleigh for 5 years, and maybe tonight he'll finally understand to stay the fuck away from her. Then he gives his friends the order, and they tie Rayleigh to the top of the table by her wrists and legs. Then the scotch-soaked underwear from earlier is shoved into her mouth. And also at this point, she is almost blackout drunk. She is shit-faced.
Oh, no.
She feels the chilled mug against her ass cheek, and Colt says, "Sorry, princess, this is gonna hurt." And she feels blinding pain as Colt carves something into her. He licks the blood off of her, gives her a smooch, and unties her, commanding a car to be brought around to pick her up. She's bandaged up and carried out of the guest house to the waiting car, and Nate is left tied up, covered in cum, until someone eventually finds him like this.
Jesus.
Yeah.
This is his villain origin story. Rayleigh passes out on the drive home from sheer exhaustion and wakes up at home next to Colt in his room. They've never spent the night together before, and she flips the light on, asking, "What the fuck?" Then she feels the pain on her ass cheek and turns around to see Colt's name is carved into her skin.
Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now she's pissed. She may not have fought it last night, but she hardly remembers anything that happened. And Colt just tells her Nate needed a reminder that she belongs to him. It's no big deal. Rayleigh slaps him across the face, telling him it very much is a big deal, and how would he like it if she carved her name into him? So he just pulls out a knife and says, "Okay, do it then.
Straddle my hips and carve your name into my chest, princess. Let the world see how much you love me." No.
No, yucky.
Gross.
She says she most certainly does not love him, but Colt just smirks and says, "Yeah, I think you do." He stands up and runs the blade down her chest ever so lightly and says she's his dirty little slut, and that's why his name is carved into her ass. Everyone in the room last night was so hard for her, and he had to show them that they could never have her again. And now he's running the blade along her pussy, but he pulls it away and hands it to her, telling her to make him hers now. She steps back and just says no, as she's internally spiraling about the fact that she may be in love with her sadistic stepbrother. Now Colt is realizing he may have gone too far last night, which I thought was hilarious because, like, you went way past way too far.
Yeah.
He's like, dang it, may have escalated things too much.
Non-consenting carved his name into her.
Yeah, in front of her ex, who's covered in your friend's cum.
Yeah, what?
That part's kind of funny.
That's assault. That may have been a little much. And he's reflecting on that now. So, like, that's growth for him.
Okay.
And he's also nervous that Rayleigh may not feel the same way about him, at least not as intensely as he does. So he shuts down and tells her to get the fuck out of his room. She books it out immediately, and he's livid at the fact that when they got home, he was so gentle with her. He's never been gentle with anyone, and she doesn't even remember it. And now he's in love with someone who doesn't love him back. Then Mitch calls him, telling him that Nate was tied up in the guest house all night, and he was pissed this morning, telling everyone he's gonna fuck Colt up. Colt just thanks him for the heads up and gets off the phone, and then Finn knocks on the door asking what's going on and why did Rayleigh just run out of the house crying with packed bags. Colt tells him it's none of his business, so Finn levels with him and is like, "Hey, I know you're in love with her or whatever, but maybe you need to cool it on making her as miserable as possible and just show her you actually care about her."
Yeah.
He's the voice of reason, the literal only voice of reason. In this entire book, for the rest of the story, that was the only voice of reason you'll ever hear for the rest of the story.
Yay.
The rest is just insane.
Yay.
As Colt is considering this, they get a call from Tyson. They have a mission. Meanwhile, Rayleigh is driving and spiraling about everything when she gets a flashback of last night. She was in Colt's bathtub and he was bathing her tenderly, where she confesses to him that she is his. She's always been his and she will be now and forever. Then she notices a big truck tailing her and it speeds up in front of her, slams on the brakes, and she winds up rear-ending it. Her door is pulled open and she's dragged out of the car. She's too injured to see who it is, but he puts her into another car and she's driven away.
What the fuck? Who's that?
Who is it?
Nate, is that you?
It's Nate. He's pissed.
It is?
Yep. Rayleigh is begging for a hospital, but he doesn't care. It was a pretty high-speed accident, I think. Like, she has broken ribs and stuff.
Damn.
Nate was humiliated last night, and he's even more pissed that he actually got hard over it. He drives her back to the guest house from last night and plops her onto the couch, ripping her clothes off and gagging her with a shred of fabric, and he ties her arms behind her back with a rope. Then he sits on the chair that he was tied to last night and waits for her to wake up so she can see what he's about to do to her. Then Mike, you remember? Jail Mike? Prison
yeah.
Mike?
Prison Mike.
And Prison Mike.
The Dementors.
Prison Mike walks in asking what the fuck he's doing here and why Rayleigh's here. Nate is like, "What are you doing here?" And Mike says he got out of jail early, but Rayleigh has to go. She cannot be here. Colt will fucking annihilate both of them, and she's not worth it. But Nate is full psycho right now and yanks Rayleigh up by the hair and tells Mike they can do whatever they want with her for a while, and then they can cut her up and dump her body in the woods.
Oh, yeah. What?
He's really mad, Riley.
He should be mad at himself if he got a boner over everything.
Yeah.
But also, like, be mad at the guys that jerked off on you.
Yeah, not her.
Yeah, why aren't you more mad at them?
But also, like, yeah, be mad at her, but you don't have to, like, cut her up and put her in the woods.
Yeah,
spread
what?
Spread a mean tweet.
Yeah.
Spread a nasty rumor. I don't know.
Also, maybe if you experimented a little bit, you would still be together.
Yeah. So you're a cuck. So what? You're fine.
No kink shaming.
But Mike is like, I have somewhere I have to be in 15 minutes. And if I don't show up, they're going to come looking for me. So I'll be back in an hour. And do not touch Rayleigh until then. But they can figure something out that doesn't result in prison time for both of them. So he's like apprehensive, but down to, you know, rape her and chop her up and throw her in the woods.
Yeah, what the fuck?
It just has to be a better plan.
Yeah, he's like, I guess I'm down, but like, wait an hour, you know?
He's like, maybe cool down a little bit.
Yeah, it can't be a messy job. It has to be like done bright.
But also, I'm like so down. I just need to think about it. When Nate is alone with Rayleigh, he realizes she's awake and pulls out his phone, propping it up, saying, well, since I know how much you like being recorded, and then slaps her in the face. She spits at him and he orders her to look at the camera and tell Colt that she's Nate's dirty little whore now. She refuses, so he slams her head into the coffee table and walks over to the dining room where Rayleigh sees he has a bunch of power tools lined up.
Oh my God.
They unlocked just the craziest of kinks in this man. He's like, I'm a cuck and also I want to kill people. And I didn't know until last night.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Sexual awakening.
Yeah. Nate is hysterical about the humiliation he received last night, but Rayleigh's like, well, I do believe you kind of got hard from it, so I don't know what to tell ya. And at this point, she realizes the ropes binding her aren't really all that tight. He pounces on her and wraps duct tape over her mouth and around her head to shut her up. And it's like all the way around her entire head with basically just her nose holes.
Yeah.
He gets on top of her and he starts to rape her. Like, ugh. He successfully penetrates her.
Yeah.
So she headbutts him as hard as she can, and now his nose is pouring blood. She pops up onto her feet, gets her arms in front of her, and starts kicking the shit out of him. But he snatches her ankle and trips her. Now she's on the ground, but she reaches out and grabs a nail gun, pointing it at him and pulling the trigger, but it doesn't fire. And now Nate is saying he's going to keep her alive while he feeds her to the animals. He starts strangling her, so she whacks him with the nail gun in the side of the head, knocking him back, and gets the nail gun to turn on, firing it at his hand. He charges at her, but she presses it to his chest and pulls the trigger, and then again on the side of his face, then again on the back of his head, and then four more times for good measure.
Ouch. But, like, get him, yeah.
Yeah. She's looking around at the gory mess when Mike walks in and is like, holy shit, okay, let me help you. But she shoots him in the hand with the nail gun as he goes to grab her arm. He backs away and is like, Jesus fuck, okay, let me call Colt. She allows this and he tells Colt to get to his house now. Rayleigh's here and needs medical attention. When Colt walks into the house, he sees Mike sitting with blood running down his arm. Someone who looks like Nate is dead and bloody on the ground, and Rayleigh is sitting on the floor covered in blood and duct tape, holding a nail gun like it's a lifeline. She's clearly in shock, so he coaxes it out of her hand and gets the duct tape off of her face as gently as he can, and then he pulls her into his lap, telling her everything's okay now. Alex gets a blanket to cover her up, and Colt rocks her back and forth, soothing her. And she's basically catatonic, which is so understandable.
Yeah.
The guys know that Mike was more complicit than he's letting on, and they're right, since he walked into the situation and did nothing to help. So he's going to be severely punished for it. Rayleigh is brought to the Lord's headquarters and is tended to by one of the doctors. As the doctor audibly catalogs each of her injuries, Colt is seething, realizing just what Nate did to her. Colt hangs back to watch over her while the guys go track down her car and find out who the owner of the truck was that she rear-ended. Finn takes Mike and forces him to clean up the house and then bury Nate in the cemetery. It's the least he can do.
Mm-hmm.
Put that man to work.
Yeah. Finally, Rayleigh wakes up and immediately starts to panic, but Colt assures her she's safe now. Nate's gone. Once she gets her bearings, she comes to terms with what happened and tells herself she's a survivor and not a victim. The guys all come to pay her a visit and give Colt updates on Nate's body and the cars. Mike is with them, covered in blood, and Rayleigh's like, "You knew exactly what was going on. I heard you telling Nate to wait until you got back to touch me, and you were going to cut me up and leave me in the woods." So the guys all immediately attack Mike as he tries to deny it. A belt is wrapped around his neck, and Rayleigh gets up and just starts wailing on him. And they're just holding him there so she can just throw as many punches as she wants.
Get him.
Then he's kept at the Lord's headquarters until Rayleigh decides what she wants done with him. Finally, Rayleigh and Colt are at home. Colt runs her a bath and he confesses to her that he loves her. He always has. She asks if he still does, even with what Nate did to her, and he assures her that nothing could ever make him love her any less and that it wasn't her fault. He promises her that nobody will ever hurt her again and he'll be there every step of the way. They'll take things one day at a time. He leaves her to bathe, and then Finn knocks at the door, handing him Nate's cell phone that he'd found while cleaning up Mike's place. The whole attack was recorded, and there was a text from Mike saying that he was headed back and in on the whole plan to assault and murder Rayleigh. So now they have definitive proof that Mike is a piece of shit.
Kill that moron.
Colt tells Finn he'll take care of everything and then shuts the door. Rayleigh comes out of the bathroom and drops her towel to the ground. She tells him she wants him, and he knows she's testing him to see if he still wants her after everything that just happened. He kisses her and says he doesn't want to hurt her, but she says she wants to be hurt. She doesn't want Nate to be the last man to have touched her. But when he turns her down, she slaps him, saying that he's treating her like she's broken, and she thought he said he loved her.
Girl, like, you were just raped. Chill out.
Yeah, maybe accept a back massage.
Something. Take it easy.
He says he does love her, and then he picks her up and walks her over to the bed, sliding into her immediately. He orders her to tell him she's his good little slut, so she does, and he continues fucking her, forcing her to keep her eyes on him the entire time as she cries. They come together, and Rayleigh immediately breaks down and sobs. Colt holds her and tells her she's safe and he's so sorry, but she just looks up at him and tells him she loves him too. Over the next week, Colt gets increasingly concerned with her behavior. She demands the sex even rougher than before, like she's trying to prove that she's not broken. On this particular day, they're all at the Lord's headquarters where Mike is brought out, bound with rope, and his face is covered in duct tape, just like Rayleigh's was. Rayleigh's handed a nail gun and told to go crazy, so she undoes his belt and pulls Mike's pants down.
I lift the nail gun and hold it against the side of his flaccid dick. He stills, body going stiff. I look up into his wide eyes and pull the trigger. He screams so loud behind the tape that the birds fly out of the surrounding trees. Right into his dick? Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Imagine.
They probably felt so good.
The guys are all, like, used to killing and torturing people, and they're getting woozy. They're like, oh my fucking God.
Yeah. Not a penis.
Then she just starts pumping him full of nails as he bleeds and sobs behind his duct tape mask. She puts like 100 nails in him until he's dead on the floor, and Colt takes the nail gun from her hand and tells her she did good. They can go home now. They share a passionate kiss, and Rayleigh knows that no matter what, Colt will be right there with her, reminding her that she belongs with him, and she'll be right beside him, begging him for just that. The end.
Goodness. Goodness me.
Yeah, it was quite outrageous. So, Rayleigh, how many red pepper emojis do you give this one?
I think I'll give it 3. I was entertained, didn't hate it, but it was kind of silly.
It was silly and it was a lot. A lot happens in 200 pages.
Yeah. What did you guys think of it?
I also gave it a 3. I don't think college bully romances are my thing.
Fair enough.
I agree with that rating. I also gave it a 3. I didn't see why they liked each other.
No.
It was just a wild ride from start to finish.
It really was.
And we love to see men getting what they deserve.
Yes.
I do love that.
That is nice.
And on our next episode, we are telling Rayleigh all about Love Unexpected by QB Tyler. And we're going to have her look at the cover and give us her best guess on what it might be about. They're in a similar vein, too, and it was completely
not planned,
unintentional.
Yeah, I don't really know, but you said, and I did see the word taboo romance. I'm going to go family's young daughter. When I say young daughter, I mean like 20. Okay, 20. 20, 21. And her parents, they're at this lake house with all of their family, and they invite these people over that they've known forever. The family does.
and one of the dad's friends comes. So he's like 50s. So he's way older, but they really hit it off. And then they start sneaking around. How'd I do?
Close-ish.
Yeah, close-ish.
Wow. Okay.
We'll find out when we find out.
Yeah, whenever that is.
Well, we hope you enjoyed this episode. And don't forget to check out patreon.com/smutupandlisten to hear the r/smut podcast, where Riley and I do blind reactions to Reddit erotica every Tuesday.
Yeah, do it.
Please check us out on Instagram @smutupandlistenpodcast.
Tell your friends, but not your mom. And we'll see you later, you horny little rats.
Bye.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.